Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
It's a wedding one, and she wants to know if she's the jerk for kicking somebody out of her wedding. This is from Kiki.
Kiki.
Do you love her? No, she
no,
does not.
No, she don't.
She said, hi, Allie and DZ. You can always send these in, by the way, because we got another question yesterday. How do I submit one? Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com? We also get a lot on the Kiss Facebook on the DMs.
Yeah.
So feel
you
free
can
to
DM
hit that
us too.
Up.
Whatever it's you're fine. Comfortable with, honestly.
But she said, hey, Allie and DZ, I'm getting married in August. Family's really important to me. So I wanted my sisters and favorite cousin to be my bridesmaids. My older sister has this super lame attitude about my wedding. Mm. She's not excited, and every time I message in the group chat, she's the last to respond, or she doesn't. Talking to her about it kind of ruins my mood.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the jerk because I no longer want her in my wedding? Kiki.
Kiki.
Her oldest sister, it basically appears, is not happy for her.
Is your older sister married?
Or is not a fan.
Is like, what's wrong? Like, why is she being salty? Why is she petty? Right?
Well, you know, women, we get emotional, so sometimes we don't like the dude, so then we, you know, we're like, God. But there's nothing about that. It's not like she doesn't get along with my guy.
I was thinking maybe jealousy because
maybe
little sister was
she
getting married before
married.
Older sister. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how siblings can be. Sibling rivalries, especially within sisters. It could be quick. It could be fiery. But it could also be intense. It could be long.
I didn't even think about that part. About she might just be jealous.
What's going on? Why is the sister not happy for you? You'd think the older sister would be all for it. All of my wife's sisters were gung-ho. What do you need? What can I do? Oh, my God. This, that, the third.
Well, I was all about my sister's wedding, but I was also annoyed by all the work. Like, she was so high maintenance with her details, and I was not that girl. I was like, I don't want to go print out your matches that say, like, you know, it depends on how intense a bride is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And how many, they want 19 favors at their wedding. You're like, okay.
Chill
now
out.
You're annoying me and the group chat's setting me off because I have a life.
So, Bridezilla.
And that It could be another one. It could be she's just annoyingly asking me to do stuff because it could be so many things. Mm-hmm. But I think what we have to focus on is she the jerk for kicking her sister out of the wedding? You know she's going to regret that.
Did she kick her sister out already?
No, she wants to.
I know.
Am I the jerk because I no longer want her in my wedding? I just think that she's going to have regrets.
I feel that.
She's trying to punish her because she feels like she's not in it.
I can see regrets happening either way, though. You don't kick her out, you leave her, you regret because she's sour all night, if she is, or you do kick her out, she wrecks your wedding, and then what?
And it says sisters, so there's obviously more. It's not like you're just kicking one sister out. There's going to be other sisters up there.
Ooh.
Right?
I mean, stand your ground at your day for your wedding. I get that.
That's part of my argument is that your wedding, your decision. If people don't like it, sometimes you just have to railroad and go, it's my wedding.
But you got to pick what the worth is, man. And I don't know if this is worth it. I don't want to answer.
It's a good way. 414-533-1037. So Kiki wants to know if she's a jerk for kicking her sister out of her wedding or no longer wanting her in the wedding because she doesn't... It sounds like she says she has a super lame attitude about everything is what she's saying.
Kiki kicking her sister out the wedding party.
Maybe. Ooh. All right, we'll talk to everybody next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Kiki wants to know if she's a jerk for kicking her sister out of the wedding or at least no longer wanting her in the wedding because she feels like she has a super lame attitude. Doesn't message in the group chat much, last to respond, or if she even does, she's over it. She's got sisters and a cousin standing up for her.
Is this just how her sister is, though?
I don't know. Julia is in Bayview this morning, though. We're going to talk to her first. Hi, Julia.
Morning, neighbor.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I see her all the time.
I bet you do. Right on Knickknick.
Right? Yeah, right.
Which way are you going, Julia?
So I'm going to say not the jerk and just hear me out on this one.
Okay.
I just got married. So like I went through this and I totally get where Kiki's coming from.
With a sister?
And I have four sisters. Mm. So please believe me when I say I also get that as well.
It's like my wife.
I'm sisters too.
Sisters.
We know.
And we know.
We get sisters on this side.
And even if we can't stand them, don't touch them because I'm coming for you.
They're my sisters.
Exactly.
Don't take their clothes because who knows what's going to happen there.
Cat fight.
That's what we thought about growing up. So you say not the jerk because you got married and what? You had the same scenario?
Yeah.
No, here's my luck. I was great. My sisters were great. But when it came to other people in my wedding, at a certain point, you just have to kind of like put your dukes up and like go at it and say, you're either going to be in this wedding and you're going to support me or you're going to make the choice to not be a part of it because I'm not going to let you ruin my day because you... The goal is to only do this once, right? Like, people only want to get married once.
Obviously.
And that doesn't happen for everybody, right? To have one person ruin it just wouldn't seem fair. And so, if the sister, try to give her an out. Try to give her an out. And if she doesn't take it, then that's on her. And then she kind of has more of the right to either take a next step or to like come back in the future and say, hey, look, you did this on my wedding day and I gave you an out.
I hear that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's logical. I think it's fair advice. I think what you said is true, that it's your wedding. And, you know, and I do think you have to stand up to people because mm-hmm. everybody tries to come in, much like when you have a baby and they want to tell you the baby names and this and that. And
especially family.
You have to, or how to be a mm-hmm. parent. You got to just do what you got to have tunnel vision at your wedding and do what makes you happy because it's your wedding. It's your wedding. That's the thing.
Well, and like Julia said, goes to do it once, right?
But it's your sister. So that's a wild one, Julia.
And the fact that it's her sister, you should be able to have a conversation with her then. It's not like some distant relative. If it's your sister, you should be able to have that open conversation.
Hey, we're here.
Give her the out. So, mm-hmm. But Julia kicks it off, says, not the jerk.
Thank you, Julia.
Yeah, have a great day, guys.
You too. Peace.
Let's go to Melinda in Rochester, who's always so happy when she gets in. She earned her own theme song. Call 5 days in a row. And if you actually get in. Melinda! People don't realize how hard it is to get in 5 days in a row.
For real.
It's tough.
It sure is. But you know what? You got to stay diligent. Keep redialing.
Never give up.
Dedication.
Which way are you going? Is Kiki the jerk for wanting to kick her sister out of the wedding?
Yes, and I'll tell you why.
Uh-huh.
She's your sister. It's family forever. Mm. The thing is, I had the same situation. Mm-hmm. My twin sister did not have me in her wedding at all. Because they were mad at that I was dating a guy that nobody liked. Now I understand, because I never married him and he was a jerk.
Oh, thank goodness you didn't marry him.
But then, though, they excluded you from the wedding for who you were with.
That's right. But the thing is, I should have been in the wedding. I was her sister.
Right. You should have been there no matter what. That is where I find Kiki the jerk here. I'm like, as mad as you are, you're never going to get the day back of kicking your one sister out of the wedding or not having her in it. Like, yeah, she's
annoying
you.
It's a different story if she says she doesn't want to, you know, be in the wedding, or she doesn't like the bridesmaid dress and she's too heavy and she looks like a, you know, a blimp or whatever.
Whatever. If she doesn't want to be in, that's different.
That's totally different. But I kind of got back at her, because when I got married, I had her in my wedding.
Well,
did the right thing.
You didn't get back at her.
My maid
No, that makes you sound petty. You didn't get back at her. You were the bigger person.
You
set a better example of how to treat your sister versus...
Well, that is true.
Because now you're just making it sound like I asked her to be in my wedding for a petitious reason.
But no,
like,
but you missed it. She said she wasn't my maid of honor.
She was my sister. I wanted her in my wedding. She was.
That was the get her back, that she wasn't the maid of honor?
She understood.
Yeah. She got it.
Yeah, Melinda, we get it. Hey, listen, sisters, good times. Have a great day.
Yeah, don't kick your sister out of the wedding. Yeah.
That'd be a jerk move, Melinda says.
All right, Melinda, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Melinda's
also speaking from the other sister's point of view, and we're trying to look at Kiki's, because at the end of the day, it goes back to what I said. It's not about the sister.
Melinda was Kiki's sister.
That's
put
what
it
I
to
mean.
You like that, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She's going, don't do that.
Rico's in Milwaukee. Rico, I can't believe it. You actually may get a theme song. You're on a roll this week.
Is it day three?
I know. It's awesome. Whippa. Good morning.
Good morning. Were we saying jerk or not the jerk for wanting
not
to get
the
her?
Jerk.
Oh, boom.
Didn't even skip
it. The reason why is that, you know, if the sister is going to sit there and be bitter the whole time, she's just going to down everybody else around her. Mm. You know, she'll kick her sister out, but eventually she'll get over it. And you know what? The wedding's going to be nice and not have somebody sitting there just all glum and sitting in the corner and complain about this, complain about that. You don't need that at your wedding. I know it's your sister. I know it's your sibling, but it's your day. Mm-hmm. You know, it's your day to make yourself happy, your day to enjoy. And if your sister's just going to be there and be a Debbie Downer, I would say just tell her to go.
Okay.
You know, because, I mean, you don't want to deal with all that animosity at your own wedding.
No.
And you want to have fun and you want to enjoy it. But if she's just going to consistently be negative, there's no purpose of having her there, because it's your day to enjoy it.
I have to say something.
Go ahead.
The floor is yours, Allie.
Allie's going to say something really saucy. Okay, my sister, who just got married, remember when Penny got married a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
She's had the same best friend since, like, they were in high school. Like, this is a part of our family, her best friend.
Okay.
And when her best friend got married before her, they were on the outs. And she almost didn't go to, my sister almost didn't go to her best friend's wedding. They might as well be sisters, is where I'm going with this.
It could be the sister's jealous, too.
But she might have been, I don't know, they were, whatever. Or she didn't like the guy, or who cares? Mm-hmm. But she shows up at the wedding, not in it. My sister. And I went to the wedding, of course, because I know her.
Basically, like your sister, too.
And it was the most awkward thing, you guys. So
all
to
night.
Say, have the sister come and not be in the wedding,
weird.
As someone who's been in kind of an experience like that, where they showed up but they weren't in it, it is a weird night. You don't want that vibe at your wedding. Like, you just don't. Everyone's like, what's going on? They're uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
You should be enjoying your night.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, and just enjoy the evening and not deal with the nonsense.
And I know they regret that, and she wishes probably she was in the wedding. Mm. It sucks now.
It's sad, but, you know, there's a, you know, a way of making things better. And if she's not going to have the sister there and it's going to make it better, then go for it. I mean, it's sad because it's family, but, you know, you got to do what you can to make your life the best. And if it's your wedding, that's your best day.
Yeah.
And she's going to ruin it. Well, I'm sorry, but she's got to go.
Yeah. Amen. Rico, actually, nobody's yelling at you today on the text messages. Congratulations.
I know. It's great. I did something good today.
Working his way up to Annie's getting a theme song, too. Let's go.
No shout outs.
Yeah, I know. No shout outs today. Okay. None today.
Bye, have Rico. A great day, Rico.
All right. You too, folks.
Peace. Bye-bye.
Oh, man.
Goofball.
All right. So it ended up being not the jerk, which is surprising to me that people are going to support it. Because I want the bride to be happy, but I also think not having your sister in it is a big mistake. mistake. I mean, big mistake.
I like what Julia said, though. Kind of holla at her and give her the out, though. Mm-hmm. Because if she really doesn't want to be in it, you can get up out of it. Mm-hmm. And another thing, you got me thinking about what we did for our wedding, because we limited some of the people that stood with us, right? We didn't want to have 15 people standing.
Oh, it gets awkward when people get mad if you don't pick them. Because you have 15 friends. Yeah.
And Aaron has an extra amount of sisters, right? You can't have everybody up there. Nope. What we did was have family in the same dress, right? Same dress color, I should say, and then had them, you know, kind of be highlighted as a point. We took pictures together. Yeah. So maybe if you don't have the sister up, holla at her and be like, you can do something else if you don't want to stand at this wedding.
We want you in pictures. We want you to do this.
We want you to be a part of the night, even if you don't want to stand up there. We understand, right? Like, there's ways you could work it, but family forever. This
can we delete you out of the group chat, though? Because you have a bad attitude.
Because you ain't responded to nothing.
So we're over you, but do you want to do something else?
Do you want to be the usher? You want to be the flower girl? All right, now we're getting petitious. Stop it.
We are getting petitious. Although they had flower boys on one of the shows I was watching.
It's a new thing. It's a new thing.
And people know what I'm talking about on Bravo. Okay, that was it. It is not the jerk today for Kiki.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.